Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Niamh Cavanagh, Minister of State for Artificial Intelligence and Fianna Fáil TD for Cavan Monaghan, is to seek a meeting with X over the AI tool Grok, turning photos of women and indeed minors into sexually suggestive deep fake images. And Minister Smith joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Minister. You're going to seek a meeting. What are you going to say at this meeting?
Good morning, Kira, to you and your listeners. I suppose the developments that we've seen over the last, it's been obviously going on for a number of weeks now, but it's kind of reached a peak over the last number of days, is what has been X's AI chatbot, Grok, which of course, as we all know now, is allowing the dissemination of explicit images of women and children. And of course, within the Irish legal system and the European legal system, it is illegal to do that. So I suppose I've heard a lot of, I suppose, debate over the last 24 hours about, you know, strengthening our laws and ensuring that they're robust. But from my understanding of the Irish law and EU law, because I did oversee the online safety, media piece when that was brought in the development of Commission Amman, we have those laws in place. We have a very robust framework in place to ensure that the dissemination of images like that are not allowed to filter through the Irish system in terms of local Irish platforms.
Sure. Irish, Minister, you would imagine we have stronger laws than that as well. We have COCO's law, which prevents the sharing without consent of explicit images. I think it is highly arguable that these images fall into that. These may be deep fakes, but they're very good deep fakes. And apparently the effect on those who are being targeted by these deep fakes of themselves, the effect is very similar to what a real photo would generate in somebody, because they believe, and I think with some due cause, that people seeing these may not know that they're deep fakes.
Yeah, I mean, and that is the real problem with AI and deep fakes is, you know, we cannot actually be sure of what's real and what is fake. But to start with your initial question, what would I be saying to X? I'd be saying to X that this is not legal, it is not acceptable, it is abhorrent, and it should be stopped. I mean, X have their own safety measures in place too, and they're breaking their own guidelines in terms of what is safe to disseminate among the public on the platform itself as well. So, I mean, I have written to Twitter, as we know, or to X, it is now known, they're a little bit elusive here in Ireland and a little bit difficult to pin down, but we have written to them to seek a meeting with them. We have written...
They're a little bit elusive in Ireland, but is it not the case that one of their headquarters, one of their main European headquarters, is based here in Ireland? How are they allowed to remain...
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Elusive.
Well, when I say elusive, to actually find the person who can sit down with a minister, with an Irish minister, to discuss these matters has been a little bit difficult in recent times. Because, again, I go back to when we were establishing our online safety media legislation, even getting Twitter and X's, or Twitter as it was at the time, into the Oireachtas committee was difficult. So when I say elusive, they have a headquarters here in Dublin. They should be more available. They should be more proactive in dealing with the Irish government in relation
With respect, though, that's fine. They should. And I agree with you that they should. But whose job is it to make them come to heel other than governments? And government has been weak on this front. We are allowing technocrats who are essentially oligarchs like Elon Musk to shape our society in a way that we don't want them to. And we're allowing it to happen.
Well, can I just say, Ciara, the Irish government and the previous government as well did a huge amount of work to ensure the laws were in place. And the laws are, I am very confident the laws are in place. This is really about enforcement in my mind. It is about Commissioner Mann, a regulator, acting with the European Commission. And we know the Digital Affairs, Thomas Regner out there, has a responsibility here too, working with Angara, the Síochána. We have laws in place and they need to be enforced. And you would hope that there is some moral compass within X and Twitter, that they would ensure that the Irish public are not subjected to harmful content, such as the images that you spoke about.
I would put to you that when these images have been highlighted with Elon Musk, he has replied on X, on the platform X, with cry laughing emojis to people saying this is bad and this is wrong. So I'm not sure that the moral compass that you're saying you hope is there is in fact there. Should the government and ministers and departments, should they be voting with their feet? Should they be exiting off the platform X? Because is that not the only way to actually make platforms like this behave in a way that we would like them to? It is to stop engaging on them, because it is all about engagement for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And I think there will be, you will see a mass exodus over the next 24 hours. Because if we want truth and we want honest conversations and we want to protect our democracy, but more importantly, we want to protect our citizens, you're right. We have to vote with our
feet. So you're saying there will be a mass exodus over the next 24 hours. Are you saying that's what the government are going to do? They're going to stop engaging on X?
And I'm speaking on behalf of myself here. I can't speak on behalf on individual ministers. As you know, the Taoiseach is abroad, but when he comes back, I would certainly hope we will sit down and take a more whole of government approach on this. But I know colleagues, myself included, are certainly, some have already said publicly, TDs and ministers, that they will leave X. I will myself too. I know Women's Aid have been out this morning saying that they've left it. And I think it is perhaps one of the most influential ways that we can give a message to X and Elon Musk, that it is not acceptable to have the dissemination of explicit images of children or women online in any shape or form. Under Irish law, child abuse images does refer to computer generated images. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. So it is illegal in this country and under European law for the dissemination of these images. So again, I go back to the point, there is an enforcement piece here. There is no new legislation required. The laws are in place and we need enforcement on this.
Minister for State for Artificial Intelligence and Fianna Fáil TD for Cavan Monaghan, Niamh Smith, thank you very much for joining us. Let us know what you think out there this morning. I personally have been off X for years and I am much the better for it, to be honest. But let us know what you think about this sort of, it's been pushing the envelope on lots of fronts for many years, but this is a new sort of a vista, isn't it? Women and children being stripped of their clothes by Grok AI on X. Let us know what you think about all of this. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Hayley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.